Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on our podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I'd rather be playing Super Mario Wonder.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week we're covering Robot Wars Extreme Warriors Season 2, Heat E.
I also got Super Mario.
Yay. Anyway, shall we get into the first fight?
From Oregon, Rosie the Riveter. Take two. From Oregon, Rosie the Riveter.
So, Rosie the Riveter is one of the iterations of Juggabot, the legendary Robotica team. And also, basically, variants of this robot have shown up in BattleBots as well, which makes me think that there is a possibility that Team Juggabot is the only team to have a single chassis contest in all three championships.
Yes, the big three.
This particular variant of Juggabot, because there are more than one in this series, features a wedge and a saw and blue and yellow stylings and is an awesome looking robot.
Yes, because this one's the gimmick. Well, like the old-timey
one
war
of the gimmicks, yes.
Yes.
Now, I'm not quite sure. I know it's not the same team for both, but it's, as I said, it's one of two. I don't think they're identical robots, but similar designs.
Maybe it's this, that kind of thing. You know, you see in like BattleBots now, you've got like Team Blip and Team Tantrum. It's like they're two different teams, like with two different robots, but they're like a unit, so like they'll help each other. So maybe it's one of those kind of things.
Well, they do fight as a tag team, to be fair.
Spoilers.
I mean, I think they've already fought as a tag team at this point.
Previous episode spoilers. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Anyway, from Arizona, Night Stalker.
So, Night Stalker is a full body spin, it's very low to the ground.
It is also probably the worst full body spinner, like, ever. And not just in robot combat.
Now, to be absolutely fair, we don't get to see how good Night Stalker is or isn't.
Well, it's true, but we'll get to that point in a second, because the third participant in this fight, from New York, Basenji.
Right, okay. Okay.
Season 10.
This is the absolute worst looking robot in Robot Wars history.
It's given Prince of Darkness a run for its money. You know, before they vajazzled it.
There is, however, one thing that does kind of save it.
Is it the name?
Is the second that it moves, you realize, oh, okay, it does work good.
It does work.
It is a wedge spot, and the second that Night Stalker has a chance to breathe, Basenji charges full force into them, loses its saw, and then it is Night Stalker just doesn't get a chance to spin up, because every time it tries to get away to spin, one of two pusher robots goes, "Oh, you're trying to spin! Have some wall."
Yeah, because it spins up once at the start. It doesn't even go fast. And then, as you say, like, Basenji comes in, and I'm pretty sure that's the point, because you can see it after, like, the first initial shove from both of them, the kind of top dome, the actual full body spinner bit,
yeah,
is bent. So it's, like, all, like, to one side. So even if it tried to spin, I don't think it could, because it was all bent.
Yes.
So, like, for it to have that little amount of impact and the whole thing be completely, like, lopsided after that, that's why I'm saying I think this is the worst full body spinner.
Fair. There is this brilliant, brilliant moment, though, where, so eventually the robot gets fed to Sakilalot. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, Night Stalker's still good, still good. Why are both of Night Stalker's batteries hanging from the bottom?
It looks like a pair of testicles. Like,
yes.
Not in the sack anymore.
Yeah. And that's when you know, oh boy. They're in trouble.
Yep. And I'm actually surprised that, like, the second that the batteries were exposed, they were like, cease, we don't want a battery fire.
Well, this is a different time, and also these are before lithium ion batteries, to be fair.
Okay.
Those batteries are not lithium ion. No, they've got acid in them instead.
Hmm.
Yeah, so
you're going a hell of a trip.
Then, not that type of acid.
No.
So then, from there, we see what must be a first, because I can't remember seeing this anywhere before, as Sir Killalot ooters someone.
Hmm. It becomes quite prominent later on, but I think you're right. I think this might be one of the first times he's done this.
Yeah.
Like, there's been, like, I think that one with Stinger might have happened at this point, where, like, it kept threatening to throw Stinger out, but then the 10-second clock was on screen, and so it was like, Sir Killalot was like, oh, can I get there in time? Can I get there? I'm going to drive all the way across the other side of the arena.
Oh.
3, 2, 1, cease, and drop.
Yes.
But, yes, it's definitely one of the more iconic things that Sir Killalot starts doing in these later seasons.
Yep. So anyway, we have another match.
Yes, we do. From California, Mechadroid.
So Mechadroid is by the same team that made Red Virus.
Mm-hmm.
Which was quite a funky, cool-looking robot. This robot looks like a nerd.
I like it, though.
It's kind of gone, what if Splinter and Thermidor bred? Unfortunately, the Thermidor that bred is Thermidor 1, not Thermidor 2.
Mm.
And unfortunately, the Splinter it bred with was Splinter after Hypnodisc, not before. And you do still think, well, at least it looks kind of impressive, until you see its axe attack.
Mm-hmm. Second episode where we're going to bring up Killatron again, and be like, wow, Killatron actually done better.
Yeah. So, its opponents.
From California, Darkness.
This is so cringe. This is the sort of robot I would have designed at the time. I was 11 and a dweeb.
Mm. and I was 11 and thought I was cool for listening to Slipknot.
Listen, it's a four-wheel robot with two blades at the front. It turns out those are attached by a sticky back plastic, maybe some chewing gum.
Cobwebs. I mean, cobwebs would actually work with the aesthetic.
My resistance to shitting on Brian Nave bots. Anyway,
well,
there is a third robot in this fight.
Yeah, if there's a robot you wouldn't fucking shit on, from Massachusetts, Techno Trousers. Which is weird,
it's
because
a kid bot. I'm not going to attack a kid bot.
Okay, I will. This sucks.
So this robot, it's basically a pair of tubular frames. The weapon is meant to be a retractable harpoon gun.
Yes.
Which is great in principle.
But the two times that we see the weapon go, it goes once, and then that's it.
And it's quite clear Techno Trousers is going to get the shit kicked out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting bullied by Mecha Droid.
The first thing I want to bring up is the fact that, like, I didn't know that Americans use the word trousers.
I know.
I'm surprised it's not just called Techno Pants.
So, I mean, anyway, look, we're drawing this out.
And no, sorry. I sat and thought about that for about 3 days after I watched this episode.
So
I need to get out. Yes.
Anyway, so Techno Trousers is getting bullied by Mecha Droid. I mean, I say bullied, it's getting dinked very slightly by the axe.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure
if you held your arm out and got the axe to chop you, it still wouldn't even break the skin.
So, anyway, it looks like Techno Trousers is the one out. And then, out of nowhere,
Darkness
sneak attacks!
Yeah, so the pet goes down, we should probably mention that.
Yeah.
And Mechanoid is so focused on getting Techno Trousers down the pit. It's working with Sergeant Bash. And, like, Techno Trousers is pretty much on the edge of the pit, and then Darkness just comes and goes, fuck you, and then pushes Mechanoid down the pit.
So somehow Techno Trousers has won a match!
Techno Trousers has more victories than, you know, a lot of people in Robot Wars. Some of them significantly better.
Uh-huh. In fact, their win-to-loss ratio is better than Adam Clark.
Ouch. Ouch, brother.
So, anyway.
This is one of those things where I always thought, what if somebody did that? Like, but it never seemed to be a thing that ever happened. So I'm actually quite shocked that it did happen once, where it's just like, haha, fuck you.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax, spelled T-E-K. N-O-A-X-E. So, we are now in a position where out of the four robots we have left, we have Darkness, which is a pusher bot.
Yes.
We have assorted junk parts. That's a pusher robot. We have Rosie the Riveter, which is a fantastically built pusher bot, which does have a saw, but if it does do any damage, I've never seen it. Then again,
nope.
This resolution, it's very hard to see anything like that. And Techno yes. Trousers is a robot that has a weapon that fires once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think after the first fight, Mick Foley is interviewing the team, and the little girl on the team says, "Yeah, I pushed the button by accident." So I think it implies that the weapon fires once, and that's it.
Yes. So we get on to the semi-finals.
And the battle board has Burger King on it again.
Just out of nowhere. That's the thing. I'm not even... It's like sometimes we have sponsors, sometimes we don't.
Yeah, it's not every episode.
Yeah.
By Burger King.
Anyway.
No, I want Burger King. God damn it. It's worked. So yeah. We'll move on.
20 years later, it's worked.
Yeah.
So... we do get something interesting happening in the next fight.
We do?
Yes! Matilda's back!
Yay!
Matilda exists!
And she has her chainsaw still.
What?
Yeah, she has her chainsaw in this fight.
No, I know, but just what? Why?
I thought at this point she had her...
So did
her
I.
Flywheel.
Anyway, so... Matilda and Dead Metal are the house robots. The first match is Rosie the Riveter versus Techno Trousers, and give credit to Rosie the Riveter for its fair play. It let Techno Trousers hit them with the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It did
dead.
Fuck all, but at least they're like, come on, give me your best shot.
Bang. Okay, now here's mine. Skiddish.
So, Dead Metal... in this episode, now, Shunt later does this, I think, the next episode. You can tell the house robot controllers are getting bored.
Mm-hmm.
Because the house robots are just pursuing... They've gone, we know Techno Trousers is going to lose, so can we beat the shit out of it yet?
Because, like, again, this is TV editing. So, how much longer did this fight actually last?
I mean, we do get at the end, we get two nice bits. So there's one point where Rosie the Riveter gets behind Techno Trousers and shoves it so hard in the wall you see the spear tip bend.
Yep. I was like, oh, maybe it'll pop back any place and they can use it again, but it didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, this one didn't go, like, to be honest, the match was done the second they got in the arena, because Techno Trousers struggles just to move.
And also, I mean, we do get a nice piggyback pitting, at least.
Yes, it was very panic attacky.
Yes.
And then the commentator was like, oh, Techno Trousers, are they even be able to fit in the pit? And it was like, don't you fucking dare. Are you there? And then they fit in the pit.
I mean, there is this nice thing, which is, it becomes very, very clear when you're watching. Okay. There is one robot that is being really well driven and really well made, and it's going to win. So let's just get through everything else. The other problem is it's so difficult to write notes for these battles because it's just, and then the robots smash each other into the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, see the next fight? I have 3 lines of notes.
I have 1.
And even for the Techno Trousers Rosie Riveter fight, I have 5, and half of them are literally just, the pit goes down. And then my last line is just, the trousers have been skanked.
So, Basenji versus Darkness. Here is my exact notes, word for word.
Exact note.
Strategic fight. Darkness loses a weapon, but Basenji loses wheels on one side.
Yep.
And it's just this bizarre thing of the two of them hit each other, and two of Basenji's wheels keep going.
Like, here are my notes. Like, I take like short sentences, so this is why I have three lines of notes, but really it's just one of Darkness's saws falls off. Two wheels just fall off the side of Basenji. That was embarrassing.
Let us spare Basenji embarrassment and just move on to the final.
The final, Rosie the Riveter versus the Darkness. No, Darkness.
Do you believe in a thing called love?
It's just listen to the rhythm of my heart.
So, very early on, so these two robots, they clash head to head. It doesn't last long. And within about 30 seconds, Darkness has lost one of its weapons. It's on fire.
I know, because going into this fight, I thought, oh, two four-wheeled pusher robots. There's potential here. They have like a good like kind of test of strength back and forth kind of thing. And then the second the match starts to go, oh no, Rose of the River is just significantly stronger, and this is just sad.
And there was this brilliant moment. So Rosie the Riveter puts Darkness in the corner. And you see Dead Metal and Sakilot going, yes! And you see RefBot go, I think it's dead. So all three host robots pile in right in front of Darkness to the point where Dead Metal is mounting RefBot.
Let me at him. Not
Dead
yet.
Metal
let me at him.
Very excited.
There was, again, not really much to this match, unfortunately. It's just Darkness got completely overpowered the entire fight. There was no chance for them because they couldn't push back. So even if they opened the pit, like, the only way they could have won is if Rosie the Riveter fucking accidentally drove down the pit themselves. And to be honest, they're a pretty well-driven robot. They're probably lately not going to do that.
It is. It's fundamentally, it's just one of these things where, and it becomes very, you know, it happens a couple of episodes where you're just looking at it and going, one of these robots is not like the other.
Yeah.
And occasionally, if they have any unreliability,
You get someone like Conquering Clown winning.
Yeah, which is at least, you know, something interesting and unexpected. But there is just such a tendency throughout this entire series to go, let's be honest, the grand final is going to be the only fairly interesting one.
So we end up somehow going to a judge's decision, but Darkness, by the end of the fight, is literally limping into this decision. So much so that Mick Foley doesn't even go, oh, the judges have went for Rose of the River. He just kind of passingly says, well, yeah, Rosie won, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
So how do you feel, Darkness? You lost.
Yeah.
And mercifully, that's another episode in the bag. Do we have any trivia?
Nope, we have no trivia. Now.
Great. That was probably the only interesting part of the show, and you didn't even have any.
I mean, it could be worse. It's not like Rosie the Riveter, the Jugbot team, have another robot that is fairly identical, with the difference being one minor weapon tweak. And that robot, which is clearly the class of the field, is going to be in next week's episode.
Oh, wait.
See,
tune in next week.
Yeah.